Good morning, wherever you are listening from. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Contra. There's a war going on. Not a metaphorical one. I'm not talking about Ukraine or Gaza. I'm talking about the slow, creeping conquest of men's souls. A war against masculinity. A war against your backbone. And here's the thing. Most of the casualties in this war never even hear the gunfire. They just stop showing up. They stop leading. They stop sacrificing. They stop building. And it's not because some feminist hecks turned them into NPCs. It's because they traded the Warhammer of God-given authority for the soggy tissue of self-pity. And somewhere along the way, they started calling that humility. This episode is for men. Real ones. Or at least the ones who want to be. If you're offended, good. That means you still have a pulse. Because what I'm going to do today is peel back the skin of modern manhood and expose where it's rotting. Then we're going to essentially drag it to the forge, and I want to help rebuild it from the inside out. No therapy speak, no soy, no excuses. Just the raw truth about why men fail, why they're weak, and what God actually commands you to do about it. And I'm going to start with the great lie that man is basically okay or good. The biggest weakness in most men today is not pornography. It's not laziness. It's not the bottle. It's not even cowardice. Those are all symptoms. The real cancer is self-deception. This idea that you're basically good, that your motives are clean, your heart is mostly in the right place, and that all of your problems are just environmental or circumstantial, maybe even systemic. This is the mother of all excuses, because if you're basically a decent guy, then repentance becomes optional. Correction feels like an insult. Discipline is legalism. And sin becomes a mislabel. You know, just misunderstood impulses. But if we go back to the source material, scripture, you don't see that anywhere. You see a man made in God's image, yes. But after the fall, that image is cracked. He's crooked, selfish, bent inward like a crooked, like a cursed tree. Every weakness you got, every addiction, every outburst, every shameful moment, it's not an accident. It's a reflection of who you are when God takes his hand off the wheel. And in this section that I'm about to get into, I think it'd be appropriate to call it naming the beasts. Because until you identify what you're fighting, you're essentially shadowboxing. And I'll list off a couple off the top of my head that I think are core weaknesses baked into the fallen man. And I'm not talking about, you know, traits or, you know, I want to talk about enemies. And these aren't quirks. they're killers. And starting with passivity, it's the garden all over again. Adam stood there while the serpent seduced his wife. Didn't raise a word, didn't lift a finger. Passivity is not neutral. It's abdication. It's a refusal to act when action is required. And modern men, they marinate in passivity. They ghost their responsibilities. They let their wives lead. Their churches rot while they stay quiet. Their children run wild while they're too tired to discipline. Which leads to the next point of pride. And this one I think is a little more subtle. You know, a man can be failing and still think he's better than everyone else. Pride manifests not only as arrogance, but also as isolation. You know, I don't need advice. I don't need correction. I've got this. All the meanwhile, you know, your house is on fire and your pride is holding the hose. Lust. Pornography is the most probably obvious example. But lust isn't just about sex. It's the refusal to be content. It's the hunger for what's not yours. A man who refuses to rule over his desires becomes ruled by them. And a man ruled by his appetites is not a man at all. He's a slave. Fear. You wouldn't always call it fear. Sometimes it looks like caution or diplomacy. But under it all is a man afraid to suffer. Afraid to lose. Afraid to be mocked. So he builds a life around comfort or approval. And especially risk management. Then he wonders why everything feels hollow. Idleness. This isn't just about laziness. It's about wasting what you've been given. Idle men are dangerous because their strength goes unused. And therefore, misused. Idle men get bored. Bored men get destructive. If you don't pick a mission, the devil will pick one for you. Now, I'm not trying to be overly poignant, but I'm trying to make a point to help. The good news is that hopefully you're still here listening. And if you're still listening, you might actually want to change. So let's flip the page. We're not just here to slap you on the wrist. That's not why I'm doing this. I want to help rebuild the bones. Real strength isn't a vibe. It's not testosterone levels. It's not your bench press. Strength is obedience with weight on the bar. It's responsibility taken and held without flinching. Let's lay down a blueprint. Obedience. You want to stop being weak? Start obeying the commands you've ignored. Stop treating scripture like a buffet. You don't get to, you know, quote unquote, feel led to lead your home. You are led by a king, and he's not asking. Obedience is the posture of a strong man. It starts with scripture and doesn't stop until you bleed. discipline. Every day, you need to do what needs to be done, whether you feel like it or not. Discipline isn't about legalism. It's about mastery. You are not your emotions. I repeat, you are not your emotions. You are not your cravings. If you want to rule anything else, your business, your family, your future, you have to rule yourself first. Which leads to sacrifice. A man's strength is made for others. If you're hoarding your energy for yourself, you're already weak. Real men spend themselves tirelessly. They burn hot. They give their time, money, body, and blood. Not recklessly, but generously. Your wife, your kids, your church, they don't need your vibes. They need your sacrifices. Which leads to one of the most important things, I think, is accountability. And this one chokes out a lot of dudes, because deep down, they still want to be their own god. But strong men actually submit. And to those older men, to pastors, to brothers in Christ, not because, you know, they're cowards, but because they understand that isolation breeds rot. You need men to call you out, laugh in your face, and sharpen you like iron. And you need to welcome it, which obviously needs courage. You will be mocked. You'll be misunderstood. And ultimately, that's the price of leadership. Courage isn't the absence of fear. It's doing the right thing while your hands shake. It's saying no when the whole room says yes. And it's doing it again tomorrow. Now, how do you actually live this out? Like I said, it's not a vibe. It's a grind. And it starts with small things every single day. These are things I'm still mastering. Wake up early. Not because it's, you know, macho, but because it kills sloth. Pray on your knees every morning, out loud. Not because God can't hear you, but because you need to hear yourself submit. Confess your sins to other men. Often. You know, not vague stuff. Be specific. Drag that lust, that laziness, that compromise into the light and kill it with other men together. Take responsibility for the direction of your household. Lead family worship. This took me forever to get going. Crack open the Bible after dinner and read it to your kids. Or before dinner. Sing the Psalms together, even if your voice sounds like a gravel, you know, in a blender. They don't need a worship leader. They need a father. Christ is the worship leader. Build something. Learn a skill. Chop that wood. I got a friend who chops wood with his boys. Fix your truck. Write with a pen. You know, hunt. Start some side hustle. I started roasting coffee. Great endeavor. Now my boys are roasting it with us. You know, make your hands do things that matter. And stop outsourcing your courage. If you see evil, name it. If you hear heresy, call it out. If your pastor is soft, challenge him. If your friends start drifting, you know, confront them. If your sons are whining and complaining, discipline them. If your daughters are confused, teach them. You are a man. Act like it. And here's the bottom line. The world doesn't need more sensitive, inward-looking, passive men. The world is starving right now for strong men. Men who fear God more than they fear failure. Men who know that tears don't fix anything if they aren't followed by repentance. This isn't about being alpha. It's not about a brand of masculinity. It's about dominion. About God creating men to build, to protect, to lead, and even bleed. Weakness isn't permanent, guys, but it is terminal, especially if you let it fester. So don't. Kill it. Grab a sword, read your Bible, fix your posture, start speaking like a man, and when the battle comes, because it will, don't flinch. Stand your ground. I'm Contra. This is Commute and Compute. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Like, subscribe, share. Support me. Love you guys. Stay sovereign, stay free. Start being a man. I'm out.